Report, Florida will check New York drivers at state line on I-95. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 30, 2020. Florida Gov. Ron DeSantis announced Saturday the creation of a checkpoint at the I-95 state line on Florida's northern border to screen drivers traveling from the New York City area to try and contain the spread of coronavirus. The announcement came a day after DeSantis said he would set a similar checkpoint at the northwest Florida border with Louisiana, targeting travelers from that state, the Tampa Bay Times reported. Upon entry in Florida, each arriving traveler or responsible family member, if traveling as a family, will be required to complete a traveler form, the Florida Department of Transportation announced on Sunday. The form requires travelers to fill out their contact information and trip details, and failing to do so could violate Florida law. The I-95 checkpoint is the latest screening in a series of screenings already taking place at Florida airports, aimed at people trying to come from New York City and the tri-state area, one of America's hotspots for coronavirus. DeSantis also used his Saturday news conference to announce that Florida is working to make hydroxychloroquine, a treatment used for malaria, available in some state hospital systems. "I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling anyone to take it or not take it," DeSantis said. "But I do believe in the idea of a right to try. If somebody is really in bad shape, and there is no other treatment available, and the doctor believes this is something that could be helpful, then we want the patient to have access to that." As of Monday afternoon, 5,473 people have tested positive for coronavirus in Florida, and 60 people have died from the illness.